Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 26th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices. I'm switching my comments now to new crop. December corn down a half a cent at 587.5. September wheat up 14.5 at 761. And November beans up 11 cents at 1321. We obviously had some rains over the weekend, Saturday night into Sunday. The amounts were kind of variable. Northern Indiana looked like they got a fair amount of rain. Dakotas into Minnesota. Iowa got some rain. Northern Illinois got some rain. But it looked like it was still fairly spotty. Some places getting 5 to 20 tenths of an inch. Other places getting an inch to an inch and a half. But it really wasn't a solid inch to 2 inch rains across much of the Midwest out here. So the crops did get a drink. We opened higher, I think, over the Russian deal, immediately broke the better part of 15, 16 cents in the corn, about the same, maybe a little bit more than that in the beans and the wheat. And then we came back here during the middle of the night. So I'm just not convinced that we got enough rain out here. The other question is, what's happening in Russia? I don't think anybody's heard from Putin or Prigozhin. Nobody really knows where they're at. I heard one report, I don't know if it was a good source or not, that Putin was on a plane going somewhere, but it hadn't landed and nobody knew where it was. But, you know, you're going to hear all kinds of rumors out here. So I think it's going to be long-term friendly for the wheat market and corn market. We'll see if Putin can pull out of this. Most of the experts say no. I think he'll probably try to make one last stand for power. And if that doesn't work, he's gone. So we're going to be shifting towards some of the more fundamental things. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. Crop ratings, we're expected to see 2 to 3 percentage point drops in corn and beans and look to stabilize that probably in the next week's report. But I still think we're a long way from anywhere near trendline yields in the corn or the beans. So it's going to be an interesting day here as the market tries to decipher all of the Russian news. Currently, the dollar's down 25 ticks. Crude oil is just down 10 cents. So fairly quiet there. But the silver rallied. It's up 45 and gold's up 12. I think that's a little bit helpful for the grains as well. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.